Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I read something in the Indo and I thought, oh my God, this is amazing and brilliant, and have more people thought about doing this than they let on. Every time someone said her name out loud, I cringed. Okay. This is from Zara Lawford, who had a beautiful baby girl and wasn't, cringe when somebody said her name. I would say hated the baby name. Zara's on the line. Hi, Zara.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Is hate a strong word to use for your baby's original name?
Probably, because I think it was more so that it really didn't match her or suit her. And when I looked at her, I just couldn't. It wasn't that name. So when it got to kind of the peak of me being so uncomfortable with this, was probably when I was cringing about it. And that's probably when I kind of said, like, we have a problem. Like, I'm going to have to actually change it because...
Okay.
You know, that's a bad
take me back though. Let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, so you featured in the Indo. Okay, so with your beautiful daughter, who is she? Looks about three or four, is she?
She's three.
Yeah. Bless her. So take me back to when she was born. Before she was born, did you have names picked out?
So we did. So she's our third child. So we had already named two fairly easily enough. And then it got to the third time and I would say, you know, let's not go kind of standard. Let's be brave. Let's look at different names. And I loved Annabelle and Charlotte. They were my two names that I just loved. My husband wasn't overly keen on them. So then we came across Brooke and we both kind of liked it. I still preferred my two names, but he wasn't into them. So that was kind of where we were. When I was pregnant, he gave me a rule. He said, I'm not talking about baby names till after Christmas. She was born in February, because I just would have been like a dog with a bone, wouldn't have let it go. And that was it. And we were still in the hospital, still hadn't decided a name. Went in to have the baby, had the baby. Well, I was back in the wards and I said to him, oh, sure, look, you just pick. You know, yes, I loved Annabelle and Charlotte, and I was talking about those names to the surgeon. But no, like, you just pick. It's cool. It's fine. So you send the text. So he picked Brooke in the end. And I just, at that point, I was just in such a love bubble. I was like, I don't care. It's fine. It's grand. You know?
You're like, still probably high from all the drugs as well. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Section, I was absolutely.
Oh, off your face.
High as a kite.
Fair, call her anything. I don't care. Okay, so you go with Brooke, okay, and then you get home, and then a couple of weeks go by, a couple of months go. When did you start to have doubts?
No, it started quite soon. In fairness,
okay,
I think it was when, because you use it so much, and I started getting a little niggle every time I said it, because it's not an everyday name. It's a gorgeous name. It just wasn't for us. But it's not an everyday name that you hear a lot. And when I would say, because obviously you have a lovely baby and people approach you all the time and ask what the name is, and I could see it on people's faces. They'd go, oh. And then I'd go, oh, but I really wanted to call her Annabelle and Charlotte. And they'd go, oh, they're gorgeous names. And in my head, I'm going, you totally just dissed her actual name. I'd like my fake name. And okay, but so I had all of this, and then in my head I'm going, I can't say her name and follow it by the name that I wanted to call her for the rest of my life, you know. So I knew there was an issue.
And you've two. Telling me about your older kids, because they gave her a nickname, didn't they?
Oh God, yeah. So this was kind of the nail in the coffin for me. They turned around one day, and I heard them saying, "Hi, Brookie, Wookie," and I just literally was like, I got that sick feeling, you know, in the pit of your stomach when
the
something
ick.
Just goes.
You got the ick with your own child's name.
Ick.
You did.
I got the ick.
Okay,
oh God,
so
it.
Let's tell the listeners, it was 4 months of calling the child Brooke.
Yeah, so I changed it in July and she was born in February. So,
So, tell me about that conversation with your poor husband, because he's delighted with himself. He finally gets a say in the naming process. And did you have to sit him down? Was there wine involved? Did you have to get him around to golf? Like, what was that conversation like?
So I had dropped it into kind of conversation a few times and said to him, you know, I just don't know if I like this name. And he's going, oh, like, okay, you're mad, you know, like, and I go, no, no, honestly, I think it's a thing. And he's going, no, it's fine. And one day I actually just said, no, I can't do it. So I texted him and I said, can we have a serious chat when you come home from work? And like, I'd never do that. And he was like, right, okay. So he came home and I said, you know, I'm not being dramatic. I'm not, you know, this isn't on a whim. Like, I really think I need to change her name. Like, I can't call her that name anymore. And he just said, okay, well, you know, he's so patient. He's so laid back. He just kind of said, look, if it means that much to you and it really bothers you that much, go for it. So I said, okay. And he said, so what, like, what are you thinking? And I'm saying, well, Annabelle or Charlotte. And he's like, which one? And I'm going, oh God, I don't know. So I only remembered this last night when we were talking about it. I actually went to Dundrum with my daughter at the time and called her two different names for the day. I was like, oh, look at that, Charlotte. Oh, look at that, Annabelle. And I just see how it worked. And
Jesus Christ, what did you call the child in the end? I'm dying to know.
I called her Annabelle.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. So you settled on Annabelle. So
I did settle on Annabelle, yeah. And it suits her down to the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And did it take a while for the other two children to stop saying Brookie Wookie and calling her Annabelle?
Absolutely. It took a bit of time. I think it was a couple of months by the time Brooke fizzled out.
Wow.
Yeah. And people we would, you know, be friends with from kind of overseas, and they would come home maybe for weekends, that they would be, oh, how's Brooke? And I'd be like, oh, well, actually, it's not her name. So, like, that happened a good few times.
And what did the grandparents and the aunts and uncles, and what do they all think of this?
I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, like, what can you say if the decision's already made? But
yeah.
I'm lucky. I, like, you know, in fairness, the general kind of reaction was that, you know,
you
did
the right thing.
It changes. Yeah. And I think everybody thinks I'm a touch mad anyway, so that's fine. You know, I was like, it's grand, it's fine. It was really the right thing to do. So anything that anybody said was kind of water off duck's back. And it's funny the amount of people that come out of the woodwork afterwards and said, God, like, thank God you changed it.
You got to go,
like,
with your gut.
You
and even with names. And we had a whole discussion yesterday on co-sleeping and all that kind of stuff. And it really comes down to, you know, mothers and parents, you have to listen to your gut. So I'm going to ask you now, Zara, what's your advice to anyone who is either in the process of naming a baby or having doubts about their baby's names?
Say the name. Get your other kids, if you have them, to say the names. Think of nicknames and playgrounds, but also maybe go into it slowly and think about it for the first week if you're in any doubt. But also, at the end of the day, you can always change it when they're babies and they don't understand. And then it's a quick decision. Like, what was 4 months compared to the rest of her life? Nothing.
Nothing.
So,
absolutely nothing. So 4 months, you change it. And was it an easy process?
It was actually, I rang expecting to have to go to court and deed poll and all the things I'd read on the internet. And I got a lovely girl on the phone in the birth, death and marriage place. And she said to me, would you not just add a forename? And I'm going, what do you mean? And she said, well, you know, her name was Brooke Emily Lawford. And she said, if you want to just add Annabelle to the front of that, it's like a quick form. And I think it was €15 or something. And that was it. So it's really easy because I didn't change anything. I just added one.
So she still has Brooke in her name?
She still has Brooke in her name. And we still have presents in the house with her name on them. You know, my other kids are like James, Olivia and Brooke. And I have a lovely little framed thing a friend of mine got me. And she's offered to change it about 5 times. And I said, sure, no, it's part of the story. It's a great story.
And just for anybody out there who's listening, who's feeling the same, you've inspired them to just, you know, go with your gut, because if you can't listen to it and if it makes you cringe, it's not a good thing if you're getting the ick with your own child's name. Zara, listen, thanks so much for coming on the show and best luck with all 3 children you have.
3, I do.
Hands full.
Hands very full. Full-time job, 3 children, yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Full.
And listen, thanks again for coming on, okay? I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
No problem.
Bye, love. There we go. That is Zara Lawford. Changed her baby's name from Brooke to Annabelle 4 months in. See, it can be done. I changed from Michael to John. I was 36, this texter says. I changed from Maguire to Zamparelli. There you go. And I'm still getting stick about it.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.